I'm definitely the heifer and you're the hog.
No, I'm the heifer and you're the hog.
Long time.
Long time no pod.
What's wrong? It's your fault.
What's your problem?
It's been your fault.
You were poisoned.
I know.
You were poisoned by diseases. You were diseased.
I was sick.
Someone diseased you.
I was sick, and when the leader gets sick.
Doctor, I've been diseased. I heard you call yourself the leader, and I agree, Captain. Oh, Captain, my fucking Captain. Hey, Rat Nation, welcome back.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
No, go ahead. Everything's about you.
No, we're rusty.
Shout out to all the Rat Nation on Reddit.
Yeah.
I've been posting clips on there, and they've been like, it's the hog.
I know. It happened to me today, too. I posted something, and someone commented, Rat Nation. Of course you guys are on Reddit. That's where we are now. We're going to start posting podcast clips. Let's make a subreddit.
Hey, something more for me to do.
I'll do it. I'm more Reddit fluent than you are, heifer.
Yeah, let's get Chris to do it, just like he's been running on the YouTube page.
I've been posting the ones that are... Well, some of them are over a minute, most of our clips.
What about the ones that are under?
I haven't seen those in a while.
Because you don't check.
I'll do some checking then.
Me and Chris are fighting again.
Uh-oh. I was unaware of the fight. I'm sitting over here just like, hey, so...
Wadoosh.
Oh, God! You're like Batman on how he deals with drug dealers.
I kill them. If I was Batman, I'd kill people.
Yeah, there was I think in one of the Spider-Man games, you like bust a drug deal and like you end up like throwing them in the sky and then traumatizing the fuck out of them.
Like, who does?
Hank, you as Spider-Man, you're like, you are selling drugs probably to feed your family.
Yeah,
punch you a bunch and hang you upside down, 7 stories up.
Hang you upside down.
Spider-Man was a bit tough on drugs in my mind.
How can you play video games and not kill everybody?
Well, in those games, I don't think some of those Marvel games that you're just like, and you knocked them out because it's for kids.
Yeah, me taking them all the way up to the top of a building and then dropping them, and they're like, yeah, knocked out.
Knocked out cold.
Knocked out
He'll
cold.
He'll be back.
He'll be back, though.
He's fine now. No worries.
No worries. He'll be okay. Not a big deal.
I'll be all right.
How was Florida? Chris was in Florida.
I was in Florida. It
did
was
you
good.
You go on a wind boat?
I did not go on a fan boat. I wasn't in that type of... that part of
Florida. Well, Devin went down to Florida, and he was in the wind boat now. He was riding around. He was looking for gators, and he didn't know how to cry. He tried to cry. He started to cry.
And then he cried all the time. He went to his rental car, and he cried alone, and he said, why am I crying?
Chris went down to Florida.
What I do in Florida? Cried the whole time.
Cried the whole damn time.
First, I went to Orlando. I did a show called Comedy Dark. It was very fun. It was in like a...
Question.
Huh?
Disney World? Question.
Disney World is like Las Vegas for toddlers.
Okay, but here's the thing. I want to go to Disney World because I want to go to the Galaxy's Edge.
Is that the
Star Wars?
Yeah, I actually thought about it. I was like, I'm here.
I can't believe you didn't.
My show is at 7 tonight in St. Petersburg. Well, it's because I looked at the ticket prices and it was way too much.
It's like $300.
Yeah, I would have liked if I had a day, maybe I would have been like, fuck it, let's do it. But I'm not a theme park guy.
I don't care about theme parks, but I'm trying to go to Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah, I mean,
I want to have Wookiees walking around. I want the whole vibe. I want to experience the whole thing.
That's the one I would like to go to. Man, the Wookiees in the suit in the summer. You know what it's like in the summer in Florida? It's death.
No, it's not that bad.
No, it's chill actually. But then I went to Orlando, did a show there called Comedy Dark. Believe it or not, the humor that was marketed about the show was dark humor. Everybody was very...
Like black guy stuff?
No, Greg.
Yeah, cancel me. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Cancel me?
You're going to give me less followers than I already have?
Yeah, well, I could be harmed by my association with you, you son of a bitch.
Greg said black guy.
Cancel Chris! Oh no! I'm kidding. And then, but it was a very, it was a show where all the humor, the super dark jokes, and I come on at the end and I'm like, "Well, gee, golly whiz, fellas!" Like, and it, that was actually very fun.
I think that weed's pretty neat.
Yeah, weed. So weed's the neat thing, huh?
So you did the best.
I had a good ass time
because everyone's up there trying too hard to do dark stuff.
The dark stuff. Some people had a tough time. Other people, but it was marketed as a dark show, so I think that the audience knew what they were getting into. And then I drove down to my friend's.
Drove on down to Florida now, now.
Cried the whole time.
Cried the whole time.
I drove, listened to the Beyonce album while driving across Florida.
Spoiler alert, it's absolute trash.
I didn't mind it, to tell you the truth. I thought it was good.
Yeah, I'm a negative person.
I thought there were a lot of really fun songs. It's definitely like, I think it's Beyonce's take on country, not exactly...
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
Didn't listen to a second of it.
You piece of shit. I listened to it. I thought it, you know, why not listen to what's everybody's fucking talking about?
I don't respect Beyonce.
Okay. Well, I do think she's good.
You don't even change. You're still Beyonce Knowles. You're not Beyonce Z.
This is
all right.
Beyonce Z. We know your real last name, Beyonce.
You're disrespecting your husband. Okay, go by Beyonce Z. And
if you want to do country music, you better take your husband's last name. So now you are
Beyonce Z.
Beyonce Z.
And
welcome to the stage, Beyonce Z. This is my Dolly Parton impression.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Here's mine.
Okay.
Boom, ba ba ba, boom, ba ba ba, because there are big old boobies walking around.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that good.
Yeah.
Good job, Greg.
I'm in a mood.
I'm trying to get myself canceled today. And I drove there. Then I went to my friend, Evan Martin. He probably doesn't listen to this podcast because he does way too many cool things. But went to his amazing house on the bayou in Florida. Did some great shows at a place called Coastal Creative in St. Petersburg. Super fun. And then the next day, Saturday, Evan and I did some acid and went sea kayaking.
Saw a shark.
And saw a big old shark. More heard than saw. The water was pretty murky and... Evan was like, so behind you, there's definitely a big shark feeding. And yeah.
Couldn't be me.
Saw a manta ray, like a little tiny one, but like a, wouldn't you know, about me. 3 feet across, maybe jump out of the ocean, do a little jumping. Saw
I'm out
a bunch
on the
of
ocean.
Fish.
I'm out on the ocean.
It was, so most of the time I could see the bottom.
Nah, I'm out.
Like we were in like.
No, now you can see the bottom.
What?
Who cares?
Well, we were in like. 3 feet of water for the majority of our paddle. And then we went into the mangrove.
3 feet can fit a big ass shark.
Yeah, for sure. I saw a fin, definitely, in the place where I had just been kayaking. But again, the sharks, Evan, Florida man, gets in the water like every fucking day.
Florida man.
He didn't seem scared at all. So you just go off what the locals are doing. You know?
No, they don't care. They were born into that.
But just because they're from Florida doesn't mean they're less edible than you are.
Yeah, but like they
actually they may be. They
don't
have,
think about that kind of stuff. They don't care.
Yeah, they're too drunk on Four Loko.
You can just go for a run and get eaten by an alligator.
What was one of the first things we said in this podcast?
Alligator jump.
Alligator bite.
Alligator bite.
Wise words, Greg Kennedy. I think that if you get murdered by an alligator, it would be only right that that would be on your gravestone.
Alligator jump, alligator bite. Got my ass.
Or yeah, or instead of alligator bite, alligator jump just says, got my ass.
Alligator got my ass.
You know what? No matter how you die, it should just say, got my ass on your gravestone.
Blank, got my ass.
And then it's like a Mad Lib.
Yeah. All right. Write that in stone.
Put that in stone.
Craig wanted on his grave, blank, got my ass.
Blank, got my ass. And then you can come and put a little post-it note that says your name.
I can do it?
No, the fans, Rat Nation.
Oh.
Yeah. Who are on Reddit once more.
They would never come to my grave. They don't care about me.
Well, where would your grave... Okay, where do you want to be buried?
Space.
How? How are you going to get buried?
Rocketed up by Elon. Elon's got me. Hey, Elon.
Yeah, it's the safest way to go.
Launched
into the sun so that none of your enemies may receive your DNA and replicate you into some kind of evil clone.
Elon!
We're calling you out.
Dude, Florida stinks.
I think that Florida, for the majority, is not great.
I just I could never live in that kind of heat.
The heat is hot. I will say
the heat
is
hot.
St. Petersburg, however, is a little carving of some really great. I fucking love St. Pete. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but I had some trying to be eloquent, but it's a little.
Yeah, say eloquent again one more time around me.
Eloquent. An eloquent elephant.
An eloquent elephant approaches my elegant assevent.
Nice. Good ending there.
Ran out of words. I only know a few.
But yeah, I think St. Petersburg is a little island of joy in the middle of St. Peter, in the middle of Florida. Florida is America's STD-riddled dick, and St. Petersburg is the one safe part to touch.
I've been to Florida so many times. It's not bad. I just 100 degrees.
I think with
100% humidity. Come on.
I was in Orlando, Central Florida. Listen, Disney World's cool. Orlando.
You don't know. You didn't go. You refused. You don't like theme parks. You had the opportunity and you fucking failed.
I've been to Disney before.
I would have broke even on that trip for Galaxy's Edge.
Well, we'll go back.
And I would have had Disney ears on the whole time.
We're going to go back. There were
what are they called? Mickey ears.
I don't want to know what they're called. There were definitely adults. Adults.
There were definitely some adults in Florida.
Sick freaks who are wearing. If you're a Disney adult,
get wrecked.
You're not. Get fucked.
Get fucked.
Get wrecked with a T, brother. Get T. Two capital T's at the end. Wrecked.
I went to Disney as an adult. I did enjoy it.
I was
with a girlfriend, though.
Yeah.
Who left me?
Who, of course, left me?
Hey, just wanted to give a shout out to all my ex-girlfriends who have all abandoned me. I'm here and I'm not doing well, and I got to tell you, it's a lot of your fault.
Not once have you stuck around.
None of you stuck around. Am I that bad? We could have had some fucking laughs. Sure, you might have had to take care of me.
Sure, I would need a little more raising.
What's the big deal?
What's the big deal? Raise me.
Big shout out.
Big shout out to all my exes.
Hey, shout out if you're listening.
Shout out.
I hope you're fucking listening. You ruined my life.
Thanks for dumping me. Big shout out for the dumping.
I can't talk to anyone now because I'm afraid. Big shout out.
Big shout out. I'm full of fear. That was good. You like getting all that off your chest a little?
No, it made it worse.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's good.
I was in Minneapolis. I like to go colder.
How was your weekend up there with friend of the pod and future guest Lucia Whalen?
It was awesome.
Yeah. How were the shows?
The shows were all sold out.
No shit.
Yeah, we're the best.
That's awesome.
We're one of the best to ever do it, they said.
Did you have a good weekend?
It was so good.
Do you all like the style in which they do their lineups there?
They didn't do it like that.
Why did not?
Because she brought me.
Oh, right, right.
They usually do Canada style, which is
feature.
The first person goes up and does 20 minutes,
yep.
Brings up a guest spot, and then brings up the headliner. But I didn't do that because I'm a legend. We had somebody bring me up, and I did 30 minutes.
I didn't do that because I'm a legend. And you, you feel good.
Mall of America is the most funny place on earth.
Yeah, dude. I liked your guys'. What did you guys say about Mall of America?
Needed to pick up a few things and also ride a roller coaster. Walked into the mall and the roller coasters.
Yeah, I mean, ridiculous.
I laughed and laughed and we walked around and
hey, want to go buy some t-shirts and maybe ride a roller coaster?
Oh my God, I mean, just checked off all the boxes.
Did you ride the roller coaster?
It's too long.
Something about an indoor roller coaster doesn't really do it for me either.
No, there was one ride there that was like, this is a crazy ride.
You would have liked to do
we
a crazy
ride? We were considering it, but it was like, there was a line and it's like, I don't know. I didn't want to stand there. I just kind of wanted to wander around.
I'm afraid of heights, and I don't like crowds. So roller coasters are like the combination of two of my least favorite things.
Yeah, we walked in and we saw Walgreens inside of the mall, and Lucia grabbed a toothbrush.
Grab a toothbrush quick, ride a roller coaster.
And then, yeah, like the rest of the day, we were just dying laughing, being like, got my toothbrush. Let's head on over to the roller coaster.
It's a good old Minnesota Saturday right there. You were in Bloomington, Minnesota for that, huh?
Is that where it is?
Yeah, it's like one of the suburbs of Minneapolis.
I mean, it was like the most busy, so packed, shoulder checking everybody. Makes me, you do realize, like, I don't like...
You shoulder checked a lot of kids?
There, no one paying attention.
Yeah, it pisses you off. It does piss me off, too. And yeah, places like Minnesota, no offense, a lot, unless you live in like one of the big walkable cities, basically Chicago and New York, no one knows how to...
No one knows how to walk here.
No one knows how to walk in a public place.
No one knows how to walk here. I shoulder check the most people in Chicago. Yeah.
Well, do you think they're from here or do you think they're visiting?
I think that everyone is so stupid and they're just looking down at their phones.
Yeah. I mean, New York, at least you feel like everyone there is in as much of a fucking pissed off hurry as I am.
The amount of people I can see a head-on collision coming my way because I'm never on my phone in public.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm going to run into this person to teach them a lesson.
Airports are the worst place in the world. And you can't do that in airports. They have security.
I fucking lean into it, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it does piss me off. Listen, if you're walking down a walkway, go on the right side.
Nope. People don't understand that either.
Go on the right
side. It's just like traffic.
And go on the right side and look up. Your phone is for later. You don't need to walk and phone.
Treat the sidewalks just like you're driving a car.
Put your headphones in. Put your navigation on, tells you where to go with a nice book on tape. Take off. It'll tell you if you're, hey, turn around. Hey, turn right there. Your destination is in 300 feet on the left. You don't need to look at it. Also, crazy thing that I would like to release a little PSA for the citizens of the airports. You're allowed to walk on escalators.
Yeah, but you make sure if you're not, to stand right in the middle and hold both the railings.
Yes, yeah. And if you're not, try to do the thing that Will Ferrell did in Elf.
Right.
Take up as much room vertically and horizontally
because
as possible.
And if you were questioning this, you don't have to question anymore. The whole world does revolve around you.
If you're on a moving walkway, chill in the middle. Make sure your shitty kids are doing a little like V formation behind you.
Yeah.
No one could possibly be in a hurry if you're not.
Right, because again,
right,
like you are correct in thinking that the whole world revolves around you.
I love this anger. It feels good to sit in it, to be honest. It's nice. It's fun to have someone who feels the same way about fucking idiots as I do, bud.
Just so sick of people on their goddamn phones. Just put it down.
I want to reserve the right to be able to, if you're on your phone and you're walking towards me, I can boop it up into you. A little one of these.
Floop. The amount of times I'm driving and people text me and then they're like, text me again, like, hello.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I don't pick up my phone when I'm driving.
Nope. I don't either. I had a rental car this whole weekend, and I will say I would get a text message. It would come up on like the little screen to the right. New cars have nailed it. You can text and drive without it being dangerous because it goes like, oh, shout out my buddy Colton. It was like, Colton texted you, hey man, want to grab a beer and watch the Liverpool game?
Right. I have that set up. I have the phone, the call. You can call me in my car, but if you text me, I'm not going to answer.
Well, this one makes it so it's like, Colton texted you, hey, blah, 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 do you want to reply? And then you'll be like, yes, I do. And it'll be like, fuck yeah. I talk like a robot back to it.
Hi.
Hello, Colton. I would like to see you later today. Let's go grab a beer. What a pity.
Why did you turn into like a Sweden person?
I don't know.
Person?
My robot's Swedish.
Sweden.
Hello, my Siri, please repeat after me.
No crime has ever been committed in Sweden.
If you do commit crime, though, we have a nice one-bedroom apartment that we call a jail cell for you. Have you seen a Swedish jail?
I've never been out of the country, bitch.
No, like online, you fucking. I've never been to Sweden. I never was like, oh, we're in Sweden. Let's go visit a jail. I hear they're great here on TikTok.
No.
Well, that's my retirement plan.
Dude, when I retire, I'm going to the Mall of America.
My retirement plan is if I see that I'm about to run out of money and I'm all fucked or whatever. So this is more of a panic retirement plan. It's go. Spend my last money heading to Sweden, commit crime there, and then get put in a jail cell for a while. They look cozy. They look like nice little jail cells.
You just pissed me off.
You just pissed me off. You fell asleep.
Yeah, you're boring me.
Fuck you. All right, so let's talk about it.
What?
We haven't talked about it since it came out.
What?
Dune.
We're going to talk about Dune.
Fine.
The last episode was literally called Dune 2.
It was?
God.
We talked about Dune 2, but you hadn't seen it. That was the issue.
My God, I'm pretty sure we'd already talked about all this.
You hadn't seen Dune 2.
Dude, we're not doing this.
Fine.
The people don't care.
People don't care. All right, then let's talk about the other thing that we really want to talk about. Diablo 4.
They really don't care about that.
How do you know they don't?
Here's the thing, guys. Me and Chris play video games, and we go see fantasy movies. All right. Next subject.
That's why they like us, because that's what they do too.
These hot ass chicks that listen to our podcast do not care.
These extremely hot Instagram models that love the pod.
These actresses and Oscar winning ladies.
And hot men. Let's say.
Men listen to, I doubt men listen
to
this.
Yeah, there's no dudes listening to this. This is a one, this is for refined, elegant, beautiful, yet, and not yet, and really smart.
We should change the name of this podcast to We'll Get You Horny.
No, to Hey Ladies, We Know You're Listening.
No, I think we go ahead and change it to We'll Get You Horny.
I like my idea better. Hey, hey ladies, what's up? It's Are You Horny?
How's it's too many one? Words.
I think it was the perfect amount of short words.
Short.
It all combined, it would have been still shorter than the longest word.
Don't.
What's the longest word?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Or is it anti-disestablishmentarianism?
No.
Have you ever heard of that word?
I just did the. I counted the letters in the word I said. I counted letters in your head because I'm like.
You were gonna say autistic.
I'm like. I'm like Rain Man.
You're like, wait, I'm not trying to get canceled fully, actually.
I've already said black guys. I can't say autistic. What else did I say? I said something.
Something about women that was probably sexist.
Oh, big. I said Dolly Parton has big boobs.
Big boobs. And then, yeah, you're hitting the trifecta today, bud.
Greg's canceled. You know what that means? He just continues to stay on the bottom.
You want to know, speaking of the word canceled, worst comedy tour name I've ever seen in my life?
Canceled.
It was canceled comedy tour.
Who?
Don't remember, but it's not. It sounded like it wasn't happening.
Right. It's not great marketing.
Yeah. Canceled comedy tour.
Wait, is that the name of it? Or damn, it's canceled.
Oh, I guess I won't go then. It's canceled.
Damn.
Shit.
Well, shit my britches.
Well, shit my britches, and I'll give me yours. I'll shit your
pants. No one came to my tour. Oh, right. The canceled comedy tour?
We all thought it wasn't happening.
We were under the impression it was canceled.
Yeah.
I have a comedy tour name that I want for mine.
What?
Big snakes and horny ladies.
Honestly, good. That works for me. Honestly, that wouldn't piss anybody off if they knew you because you're such a fucking moron.
You go to the big snakes, horny ladies.
Big snakes, horny ladies. The Greg Kennedy comedy tour.
It'll be good.
Hey, Rat Nation, if you DM Greg a quick drawing of the of his new tour poster.
Hey, Wisconsin listeners, me and Chris are going to be in Janesville this weekend. Come
so
on out.
The Madison or Janesville, South Wisconsin, North Illinois area. Come on up.
Chris is going to be doing
5 hours of comedy.
And I'm going to be doing 4.
I'm going to do the inverse. Usually I get off before you guys, but I'm doing comedy until y'all leave.
I'm doing 20 minutes up top. Chris is doing an hour, and then I'm getting back on stage and doing another 10.
Uh-huh. And then, yeah, host lining, as they call it.
Host line.
Host lining comedian.
Cat's trying to break into our studio.
He's back. We'd have a studio cat, not to brag, and he's trying to get back. Oh, my friends who live down in Florida, they had like feral cats that were living in the bayou area where they were.
Right.
And they like left their garage kind of open one day.
Right.
And one of them just moved in.
Right.
And so he was like, fuck it. I just started setting out food for it.
Why not?
Yeah. And now he says the cat brings back snakes.
Well, they are in Florida.
Hunts little like gardener's bull snakes and stuff. And sometimes we'll bring back the snakes and they're not fully dead.
Couldn't live in Florida because of the spiders.
Spiders are huge. There's a lot of bees as well. Don't discount the flying ones.
Big bees.
Spiders are a bummer. Obviously, I would rather have a wasp on me than a spider just purely because of freak me out. But
we're talking about big spiders that can bite you and kill you.
They have some of those in Florida. More the spiders are just big.
Ugh.
Dude, where did I get a spider bite recently?
On your leg?
Yeah, and what state was I in?
Ohio.
Piece of shit.
I didn't do it.
You piece of shit. Thanks for the welcome, you piece of crap.
Ohio.
I know you sent this. There's some a spider after me.
Get his ass.
Get it. I know all the spiders in Ohio.
Hey, after Janesville, I'm going to be in Camion State for six shows. You want to come? Too bad. They're all sold out.
Can't. He's opening for Marcelo Hernandez. There will be 9,000 women in the audience. And
guess what? They're all sold out. Fuck you.
You guys are staying at probably?
I don't really know.
Yeah, I think that's... Well, I shouldn't even say that. Uh-oh. I'm going to have to edit that part out.
Jesus fucking Christ.
All the women are going to come after you and you.
I can't believe that you just did that, honestly.
Yeah, it was bad.
I don't even know what to do.
Eh.
Well.
We'll edit this part out.
I'm not going to... Who is me?
Jab, jab. Jab, jab.
Oh, great. No, yeah, whatever.
Or
let's fill my day up with more tasks.
Or you'll stay at the
Marriott. It?
You'll either be Marriott or you'll be there, or there's an Airbnb that sometimes they put you up at.
Man.
But.
Wait, go ahead. What else? Tell them where we're going to go to dinner and everything.
Coffee place that I would probably check out right on Capitol Square.
Would you stop?
No, see, the plan was all those different locations. Now they don't know which is real.
Please don't come kill us. Because I'm not going to edit that out because I don't even know how.
I don't think anyone's in Rat Nation could possibly be violent. They're hot, beautiful, smart, stunning, balanced women.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And then what are you doing after you're in Madison, Wisconsin?
That's it.
No, what are we doing next month?
Suicide Pact.
We're going to Portland, Oregon, and then we're heading to Bend, Oregon, and then we're going to head to Northern California, and then we're going to head to...
Oh, give them the addresses for the Airbnbs.
The Airbnbs are in Bend and Portland as well.
Go, give them the address.
I think like 240 Southwest Commodore Avenue.
Hey, give them... the most famous person in your phone's
phone
number?
Number,
yeah.
My phone's recording this right now, but it's...
yeah, that's right. We use an iPhone.
It's my number, which is 303-303-3030.
Call him.
Give me a call, baby. Have you been scammed recently?
No.
No? Man, I get... People try to scam me all the time. You don't get scam calls?
I don't answer that.
What do you do? You never pick up? I like to pick up and fuck with them and be like, hey, scam, how
you
doing?
I see people that I love calling me and I start to panic. Let alone a fucking number.
You're like, oh, God.
I want to say something wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I don't want to say anything wrong.
I don't want to do nothing wrong now.
Please.
I wouldn't know anything about saying something wrong that I would immediately regret.
If you want to know why we live in Chicago.
I know, dude. I feel really bad. I'm sorry about that.
No, I'm going to try to go in there and edit it out.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea for the safety of you.
Yeah, me.
Yes, you. They're hunting you. You've got enemies, ops, people that want to throw cupcakes at your head.
You know what's crazy? I don't have a fan base, and I bet that there is probably one person out there who is already planning to kill me.
That's hilarious.
The only person I attract is like the one murderer.
Man, that would be scary to get a death threat would ruin my day at the very least. You heard it here first. A death threat would ruin my day. That should be the name of this episode.
No.
Okay.
That's not the name of this episode.
What do you think the name of this episode should be?
Florida and Minneapolis.
Florida and Minneapolis?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to call it.
I don't have any choice in the matter.
You're not going to do it.
Yeah, I'm not going to do anything about it.
Chris is going to set the... Here's what's going to happen next. Okay. Chris is going to set the microphone down.
Yep.
And he's gone.
No. I'm going to come back down and be like, let's plug your Xbox into the TV.
Yeah, I'm going to get to...
Let's play Diablo 2. What do you say?
Hey, we are actively looking for a producer who wants to help just on goodwill.
Yep, truly. That would be fucking awesome.
Because I'm getting to a point where...
He can't do it no mo. And I'm at the point where I can't do it. I don't have the ability I'm dumb. Well, and also just...
And that, fat.
Well, and that...
have, just fucking step right over that.
And then what?
I said you're fat.
I know, yeah. Thanks.
It was a joke.
Oh, it's okay. And then I have five thumbs as well, technologically. Fat thumbs.
I don't think you're fat.
I think I am.
You've lost like 20 pounds.
I'm jogging. It's true.
It was motivation for you to get your fat ass in the gear. My goal this year is to watch Chris lose a bunch of weight and then gain more weight than him.
Greg,
all the pounds that you lose, I want to gain.
Greg has a step-by-step process you can follow to get in the worst shape of your life.
It's called Wahlburger Cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers are chillin'. The Greg Kennedy unshape your ass. Flop your dick out, workout plan.
Wahlburgers at Cheeseburgers.
Wahlburger Cheeseburger.
All right, well.
See ya.
We're going to go play Diablo 4 now.
And I'm going to help.